Good morning. This is your wake-up call.
Can you listen to me? This is a wake-up call, all right?
This is your wake-up call.
The world needs a wake-up call.
A wake-up call.
They don't have wake-up calls?
This is your wake-up call.
Why don't you go back, sleepy? Keep napping.
This is a wake-up call.
All right!
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Monday morning, the day after St. Patrick's Day. Good morning to you, John Monroe Jackson. We are all back in studio, ready to do it for you. A high today of 57. I just noticed, now this was on Thursday when we did the birthday party for Jackson in studio. I found more confetti.
It's everywhere.
It's still there. And we had a vacuum in here. Yeah, there's some, there's even more right there. And here...
I know, it was fun. It was just a little reminder of Jackson's birthday.
By the way, that confetti did not go very far.
And John knew it wouldn't, and he still did it over the board.
I felt like I was being peer pressured into
Can we replay that audio?
I feel like I didn't want to do it, but I had to do it.
My point being...
He's the one that brought it up, Jackson.
That even though it popped and it didn't go very far, it still managed to get... everywhere.
Huh? Yeah.
Craft supplies have like a way of doing that where you'll start working with it in one room and then it eventually takes over your whole house, namely glitter, but also everything else.
Like, I'm really now just looking, and I thought we did a really, we had a vacuum in here, and we were like going over every inch of the studio, and
the
I was really,
Shark Navigator, too. We weren't using $20 Hoover.
I was really proud of what we were doing. But man, we failed.
Still here.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Little All right, reminders.
Then. Yeah, little reminders. Exactly. Jackson is back from his birthday trip. Jackson, your photos looked fantastic.
Oh my gosh, we had so much fun.
If you want to see, we're going to give a recap later on, but if you want to see pictures from Jackson's trip, they're up online, Mix1051Utah on Instagram. Monroe, how's the family? Life good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
They're good. We had a fun little St. Patrick's Day.
I saw the green toilet.
Yeah, the leprechaun snuck in our house and he peed in our toilet. We didn't know that leprechauns peed green, but I mean,
this is how you learn.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Science.
What did the kids think about that?
They thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Except for my son wrote I should have taken a picture of it. He wrote a note to the leprechaun last night, like, "Dear leprechaun, if you come in the house, don't pee in my toilet."
Stay out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, "He didn't even flush." I'm like, "Your dad doesn't even flush." Okay, so.
Don't let that leprechaun back in. He doesn't understand manners.
Yeah.
I heard he didn't wash his hands.
That's the rumor on the street.
That's exactly right.
We haven't verified it, but I wouldn't put it past him.
I guess
him.
I should say allegedly so the leprechaun doesn't sue me.
Thank you.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Of course. Okay. Yeah. That photo's up on Instagram as well. I have to tell you, our food eating contest.
Mm-hmm.
Was a blast.
Was it awesome?
I heard it was pretty fun.
Gosh, yes.
A lot of people were talking about it.
Yeah, so last week we took qualifiers throughout the week and we invited everyone down to Valley Fair Mall. We had these bins, and inside the each green bin or tray was a green piece of bread.
Gross. Wait, did you like just drip?
Just like a slice of bread.
You can buy green bread.
You can buy green bread?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so we had that, and then we had a green peep. We had raw broccoli, 1 cup.
That's the hardest one to get through.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Green Jello.
Cupcakes, right? I heard there was a cupcake.
Yeah, that's what was in this tray.
That's a lot.
And then everyone had to put their hands behind their back and just go at it. And the first person to truly finish the tray won a free trip to Chicago to see Ariana Grande.
Crazy.
And we had some eaters. I mean, some people went for it.
Really worked on it, huh?
But the cool thing is, the guy who won, he actually won years ago when Mix was on 107.9. I guess they did this kissing contest where, like, who could hold the kiss the longest?
Oh,
this
man.
This had to be, like, 7-8 years ago. I'm not sure.
Wow.
Way before I was even aware of Mix, to be honest with you. And he was talking about how it was him and his girlfriend. And they did it for 4 hours and 20 minutes.
No.
And he said, like, everyone dropped out in the first hour except him and his girlfriend and another couple. And it was just those two for the rest of the time. And then they finally dropped out, and he won it 4 hours in.
Dude.
That's crazy.
So he showed up at to the contest with his wife, who listens to Mix. And she's like, he won that with his girlfriend. I want him to win the trip to Ariana Grande for me. And I was like, yeah. Oh,
it's about time.
And he did.
Yeah.
He had motivation when he started that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because his wife is like, you're not gonna let that girlfriend one-up me.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He had no choice.
Right.
He had to win.
He had to win it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's super funny.
Yeah. All right, let's kick off this Monday, right? Oh, I did want to mention that we have Love Loud tickets coming up at 7:30 this morning with Choose the News. Also, we're going to give you Disney Dumbo tickets for the advanced screening of that. And a Thank You Next is happening at 7:45. But right now, Monroe, let's hear your pocket full of sunshine.
There's a 64-year-old pastor in North Carolina. His name's Billy. And he was having kidney issues. Doctors said that he only had 5 years to live unless he got a transplant. So he immediately went to all of his family. They all got tested, and no one was a match. Like, all of his closest blood relatives.
Well, this isn't a positive story at all.
I know. But then last month he got a call from his adopted daughter. And guess what? She's a match.
Oh, cool.
His adopted daughter. So she says there's nothing in the world I wouldn't give him. She's 27 now, and they adopted her when she was just a little baby. So
that's so sweet.
They're expected to go in later this week and have the surgery to give him a new kidney.
Awesome. Jackson, let's get to your showbiz beat.
Let's do it. George Clooney, I guess, once pulled a prank on his housekeeper where she was watching him. He opened up a diaper and he just put his finger in it, and he tasted it.
No.
But before she had seen him, he had spread Nutella all over the diaper.
Yeah.
So she thought
that's fantastic.
It was something much more horrifying. So when he tasted it in front of his housekeeper, she ran away screaming.
That's awesome.
See, I would have just rolled my eyes and been like, ugh, rich people.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I would have whipped out my phone and been like, TMZ is going to pay for this.
Oh, yeah. Mama needs a new nose. Let's go. Yeah. MAC Cosmetics is launching a new makeup line, which is inspired by the new live-action Disney Aladdin.
Oh, is it lots of blues?
Probably lots of blues, lots of purples, maroons, that sort of thing. But who knows? Maybe they'll do some, like, sand. They haven't given us any colors.
Oh, yeah.
Dunes.
Yeah, like a sand color, like a nice gold.
Sand in Aladdin.
Sure. Well, yeah.
The tiger, the sand tiger.
That seems like an interesting color to want on you.
People do like a sand or a gold color.
I have no clue what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
How absolutely dare
you? How
much
blue eyeshadow does your wife wear?
I don't know if that's a thing. Is
no. Yeah, exactly. Okay. She wears sand, John.
Mimi from the Drew Carey Show is the last one to really pull off blue eyeshadow. The line is going to include eyeshadow, lipstick, and powder. MAC Cosmetics is going to charge a fortune for this, right?
Probably because they got to pay Disney a cut.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have to license Disney, which is always crazy expensive. But MAC Cosmetics starts at a fortune.
Do they?
And then they move up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do.
I'm learning a lot about makeup this morning.
Yeah.
Hey, Lady Gaga surprised a bunch of club goers. She went to a jazz club in Hollywood to do a surprise performance of some of her, like, Tony Bennett jazz songs. Take a listen.
Another word, darling, kiss me.
Tell you something. If I was at a club, I was watching a performance, and then Lady Gaga showed up, she wouldn't have a chance to get away from me. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, security or not.
Yeah.
You're getting to
her. I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Right.
Also, like, I like that she does this just for fun. Like, she just kind of, like, decided I'm bored. I've got a Friday night free. I'm going to go hang out at the Shaz Club.
It's a passion.
Yeah,
right? It's a true hobby.
It reminds me of like certain comedians out there who might be famous, but they still want to go and just work a club. Uh-huh. And they'll just show up somewhere just to do it because they like to be on stage that much. Like,
right.
That's Lady Gaga.
Right.
She just wants to perform.
She just like, yeah. It's like a golden retriever. They always want to play fetch, no matter what.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if you played fetch for 8 hours that day.
Still want to do it.
Later that night, they're still going to want to play fetch.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I like that. That's like her genuine passion. It's just not a money thing. And then last week we announced that Shaq was looking to be the Atlanta sheriff in 2020.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to run for election. And I kind of thought he was joking, but he has just officially joined the Broward County, Florida sheriff's office as an auxiliary deputy. So he's kind of like a volunteer sheriff. So he's getting some experience under his belt. He's
padding the resume.
He's going to win. He's going to win.
Of course. Oh, he doesn't have to be learning anything.
Can you imagine being the guy that's going against? Like, I worked on the force for 38 years.
Exactly. I'm going to lose to this guy.
I'm going to lose to Shaq. That is the showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. How about this sweet text? Got one saying, just wanted to say good morning to my favorite team. Looking forward to an amazing week. You all helped the first half of my day go smoothly. Thanks for being you.
Thank you.
Gosh.
From Kalani.
Thank you.
No. Before we get into Hey Dummy, if you don't know this about Monroe hates the sound of people eating or drinking next to her. Mouth noises to her drive her crazy. You know, like.
Just, I don't know why we have to. The worst is when people have like the dry mouth and then their mouth really like smacks.
Sticks together when they talk. Yeah.
This is a whole article today talking about misophonia.
Yes.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is what you have.
Dude, I know. I had my DNA tested on 23andMe and it came back and it was like really likely to hate the sound of chewing.
You're telling me you spit into a vial and it said you were going to hate the sound of mouth noises?
Yeah, I paid $150 for it. And that's what they told me.
Did you hate the sound of mouth noises beforehand or...
That's what I wanted to know.
I have always hated it. Like when I was a teenager, I remember because I couldn't control my anger very well. I remember just like snapping at my mom, like eating popcorn. Like, would you just stop?
I was eating an apple actually yesterday and I thought about Monroe and I'm like, ah, we could never live together. Because I'm smacking away, enjoying myself. And I would feel self-conscious 24/7.
Dude, so my husband, we have this thing. It's really cute. Because when he'll eat like chips or something.
I'll bet it's not cute. Hold on. Before you continue, I just want to go on record here saying, I'll bet it's not cute.
So he'll be in the kitchen just minding his own business, getting a couple snacks. And it's usually something crunchy that's going to drive me crazy. And you can tell that he has this feeling that something's watching him. Because I can't just say something and be rude to him because that would be nonstop, you know?
Right, yeah.
So he just like has this creepy feeling of like two eyeballs watching him. And so then you can see him like start to chew a little bit slower and look around. And then he'll just see me like glaring at him.
Poor man.
From across the room.
He can't even eat a snack in his own home.
He has to like gum his chips. He has to like just sit there until it's soggy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a blend everything.
Right, exactly.
But don't let the liquid in the cup go down too far because it could make that gurgly sound and she might lose it.
23andMe said it's okay, Jackson.
Okay.
I know. Dude, that was the first thing I sent him when those results came back. I'm like, it's in my DNA. It's not me.
That's so funny.
On Mondays, we like to take a look at all of the dumb criminal stories over the weekend. We put them together. We share them with you, and we call it
Hey Dummy!
A 20-year-old guy near Philadelphia. His name's Dominic. He was drunk last Friday morning and needed to get home. I guess he'd been up all night partying, as one does.
Uh-huh.
But instead of paying to get an Uber, he said, you know what? There's a school bus that actually picks up right around here. I'll just get on the school bus, and the school's right by my house. So, free trip, right?
Score.
I would say genius.
Yeah.
No,
absolutely.
Nope. He thought maybe he'd get off like the one stop before the school. That way, like, no one got suspicious.
Of course.
But he ended up riding it all the way there, because once he got on, it was pretty comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So, a few students ran off and told the school resource officer...
There's some weird guy on the bus.
They caught him near the gym as he was trying to run back to his house.
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh.
Dude, and you know, like the punishment, like you can speed, but then if you're speeding in a school zone, It's like triple.
Oh, yeah.
He's arrested for trespassing, endangering minors, underage drinking because he's only 20. Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
All in a school zone.
Yeah, not great for him, which is why we're saying, hey, dummy!
All right, my story happened halfway across the world in China, where a man was robbing a woman. He took her over at knife point, stuck a knife to her throat, took her over to the ATM, which is super horrifying.
Yeah.
She withdrew $372. If that's what she withdrew from the ATM and what she had on her purse, and she handed it over to the guy. And he freaks out and starts demanding more money. And she was like, I don't have any more money, dude. And so he's like, whatever, I want to see your bank balance. She gets into the ATM again, pulls the receipt, showing him a zero balance. And he goes, oh my God, I can't believe you have that little money. And he handed the money back to her.
Did he really?
Yes.
Aww.
He held a woman at knife point and then gave the money back to her because she had a zero account.
Just traumatized her for life.
Yeah.
No, $327.
Yeah. And he was just like, here's your money. You need this more than I do. And he walked away empty handed, even though he just had a knife at a woman's throat a couple minutes ago. And that's why we're going to call him. Hey, Dummy!
All right. So, prisoners, you gotta get the contraband, right? Contraband's a big thing.
Right.
You got to get it in there somehow. So, these guys are like getting really creative. They used to bake it in cakes. Remember?
Yeah, the files in the cakes. I saw the cartoons back in the day.
Is that what they did with files?
Yeah, the nail files so they could break open.
Yeah, but the guards, they're learning all their tricks.
Right.
So, one woman, she decided to get really creative and purchased a good old t-shirt cannon and decided that she was going to launch drugs, smartphones, and other contraband over the prison fence.
So she would stand on one side
of the fence and fire the t-shirt to all the... She was like, make some noise!
Right, everybody in the crowd, throw your hands up!
And she got busted.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Oh,
so that's what we're going to say.
Hey, Dummy!
Jackson was out on Friday, went on a birthday road trip. You had some really cool photos you posted for the four photos from the weekend up on Instagram.
Yeah.
So start me off. You left Friday morning.
Well, I should really start the night before.
Okay.
Because I was working at my other job when I spilled a bunch of it was like salad dressing. It was like a balsamic marinade all over my pants.
Oh, no.
But, and so I didn't have time to wash my jeans. I only have one pair of jeans.
Uh-huh.
So I instead decided to cut the bottoms of my jeans off and turn them into jean shorts.
This is a Jackson special, by the way.
Before you go on vacation?
Yeah, you got to understand, Jackson does this with his jeans.
When my jeans are no longer usable, I turn them into jean shorts.
Right.
Sometimes it's an emergency.
But they're the last your only pair of jeans.
Yeah, I'll go get another pair eventually.
Yeah.
It's winter.
I buy cheap jeans. Okay. Don't worry.
Okay.
But, so I had a new pair of jean shorts, which I was very excited about.
Uh-huh.
So we head over to Vegas. We drove to Vegas in our Mark Miller Subaru Ascent, which was stupid nice, by the way. And we got to Vegas. We got to the Zach Bagans Haunted Museum.
Tell me about it, because I've been so excited.
Yes. So if you don't know, John and Monroe and everyone in the office pooled their money together, got me a ticket into the Zach Bagans Museum.
Me and John.
I'm sorry. Just Monroe and John.
Split I want the credit for it, okay?
All right. Anyway, so if you don't know, the Zach Bagans Haunted Museum, Zach Bagans was a character on Ghost Adventures.
Mm-hmm.
He's a paranormal investigator.
Yeah, he is.
I've always kind of rolled my eyes at him because, I don't really believe in ghosts. But this museum is crazy. He bought some mansion in Vegas, and it has 30 rooms, and he's been personally collecting all of these crazy haunted items, but also, all this memorabilia, from crime scenes and all sorts of stuff. So every room has a different theme. So there was one that was all serial killers, and they had the actual glasses that Ted Bundy wore as a disguise.
Really?
Oh my
goodness. Yeah. When he kidnapped people, they had the actual Polaroids from Chris Farley's death site. They had all sorts of crazy stuff. And then we turned a corner and we went into this room not really expecting much. And they told us a story of how Charlie Manson's grandson, after Charlie Manson was put down. I don't know how to say it. Executed.
Charlie Manson?
Yeah.
He
just died of a heart attack.
Yeah, he died. Yeah. So after Charlie Manson died,
okay,
his grandson took his remains and gave them to Zach Bagans, and I saw Charlie Manson's remains.
Stop.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh, you're such a fan.
He has the ashes.
I'm not a fan of Charlie Manson.
Well,
really?
You're a fan.
So he has Charlie Manson's ashes like out on. You can see the actual ashes.
That is weird.
With his clothing and like his personal effects.
No,
that's strange.
And so like his grandson basically sold him to Zach Bagans.
Dude,
which is crazy.
It's not like you want him hanging around the house. Like,
yeah,
that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. We saw the Debick box, which, if you don't know, is the box that cursed Post Malone.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
So Post Malone, I guess, touches this box at some point. And this is back earlier this year. I don't know if you remember, even part of last year, maybe, when Post Malone's like plane almost went down and they got into a car accident. He was having all this bad luck. It's because he was haunted by the demon, the Debick, out of this Debick box.
Yes.
And so now it's up behind glass, so you can't touch it.
So they've actually taken safety precautions because of Post Malone touching it.
Uh-huh. And they've really bought into this because the Debick box has its own room. It doesn't share a room with anything else. And printed all along the walls are the headlines from Post Malone getting cursed.
Okay.
Oh,
so they really leaned in.
What does it look like?
It is
like
it's
a shoebox?
A box. No, it's a wooden box.
Who moved it? That's Michael. You know they had to move it somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So someone's having to touch it.
Probably someone else who got haunted by a Debick.
Exactly.
Right? And it's not like, what, you're going to wear rubber gloves? That's not going to protect you from a demon.
But the whole thing was crazy because you go like from room to room. Each room has a different tour guide and they just move you along.
Okay.
And it's really well, like the tour is great because they just move you from place to place. They show you all the cool stuff. But then it's also part, like, they had a freak show, like, half, like, you're walking, and then they stop you in this one room, and it's a freak show, and this guy puts, like, fish hooks in his eyes.
No, nope.
And, like, puts a drill through his nose.
Okay.
Wait.
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ugh.
This place, and it was part haunted house, too, because you're going through this clown room, and, like, there's, like, all these, like.
There's a clown room?
Yeah.
No!
Well, it started off with, like, this, there was a serial killer room where they had Ted Bundy's, or they had John Wayne Gacy's clown paintings. Like the actual ones that he painted, which was freaky.
Gosh.
So I was already on a little on edge about clowns. And then we went into this clown room where there were strobe lights and smoke. And then you got to the end and there was a little person dressed as a clown who came out of a curtain and attacked you.
That is not okay.
Yeah, I was not ready for any of that. Because I did not get taken to a haunted house.
There's Charles Manson.
Yeah.
There's the box and a little clown.
And a freak.
Tell me about the, there was like a skeleton underwater that you posted also.
That's right out front. So you can't actually take any photos inside the museum.
Gotcha.
And there's a tour guide watching you the whole time, and you will get kicked out immediately.
Again, the name of the place, it's Zach Bagans.
Zach Bagans Haunted Museum.
Right.
In Vegas. Super duper cool. But yeah, there are a few things outside. We waited in line for 2 hours.
To go to the museum?
By the way.
That's how packed it is?
Yeah. And like they take you in groups of 12 at a time, and they just...
They're making so much money.
Yeah.
That's all I
did the math. They're making like $2,000 an hour.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's wild.
You guys,
okay.
Should we go buy a bunch of haunted items?
Yeah.
Let's start it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So from Vegas, you went through, it looks like, Calico?
Calico, California.
Okay.
Yeah, which is a ghost town.
Yes.
And so we saw the signs for a ghost town. We decided to get off, go over to that ghost town real quick because, you know, we needed to stretch.
Were you familiar with Calico at all? Okay.
I didn't know anything about Calico. Now, the ghost towns in Utah are ghost towns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, we have a bunch of them, and you can go, and there's just nobody there. But here, it's like one that's run, at Calico, it was like one that was kind of run by the state, I think. And there's like a gate that you can go in, and you can like walk around to the old ghost town.
They have like almost characters inside Calico. Yeah. You can ride the train. Uh-huh. You can walk through an abandoned mine. It's almost a mini amusement park in a way.
Yeah.
It's not really a ghost town, is it? There's people there.
Well, you know.
But I didn't do any of that because it's not a ghost town, Monroe. Here's the thing. The first thing you get to when you get into Calico is the cemetery.
Yeah.
So we decided to walk through the cemetery, and there's these old like headstones that are like made out of wood and from the 1800s.
Crazy.
And then I'm seeing ones that are like, oh, this guy died in like 1998. Oh, this guy died in 2005. Oh, this guy died in 2018. And then you realize that it's an active cemetery and apparently they'll just bury anybody there. And you're like, well, then it's not a ghost town, is it? If people are coming here and having like, they're having funerals and they're like running the whole town. The town is not a ghost town anymore.
There's a roller coaster.
There's not a roller coaster. It's a ride.
Basically.
They got the mystery shack. You can pan for gold.
That's not a ghost
it's
town.
It's very active.
It's an active ghost.
Like, they do weddings on the weekend.
We sat there the whole ride out because we were a little salty about it.
Yeah.
And we were driving out to California and we were sitting there and we were like, oh, yes, the old Calico ghost town. No one's been here in a day and a half. Oh, you can pan for gold. No. Anyway, we were very upset about it. It was a little bit of a disappointment, even though apparently it is pretty fun when you actually get into it.
In fact, we're getting texts about how Calico is owned by the people who own Knott's Berry Farm.
Which
I wasn't going to bring it up, but yeah, because Knott's Berry Farm is in Southern California.
Uh-huh.
They have a mini Calico inside Knott's, and then the actual one is at Calico. So they kind of
also own Calico.
Yeah,
I see.
So
quit calling it a ghost town.
It's a ghost town.
It's not a ghost town. It was.
So you were driving to California for a very specific reason.
Yes. So I have been obsessed with a television show for many years called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. For as long as I've known John, I have told him everything about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I love this show. Every episode is a musical. And it's all original music, and I think it's just one of the best shows on TV ever. And so they have 127 original songs that they've made in the 4 years that the show's been on. They've done a lot of songs. And their finale, the series finale, they're not making any more after April. So they did a concert of some of their 127 songs, and they're going to televise that concert after the series finale. And I got tickets to see it. Get taped.
So,
fun!
It was a TV taping slash concert?
I thought it was just going to be a concert. I did not realize how it was going to be like, I knew it was going to be filmed, but I didn't realize that it was going to be so stop and go.
Oh, like an actual filming of a TV show.
Like an actual TV show filming. So you're sitting there, and they'll do a song, and then they're like, we'll be right back after this commercial break. And then like, they have a hype man come out, and the hype man usually is just some MC that lives in LA, an aspiring actor, comes out and like throws t-shirts or does a t-shirt cannon or whatever.
Comedians.
Yeah, a lot of comedians.
Make some noise.
But this time it was like the head writer of the show. So like she was taking questions all about the show. We got to learn so much.
That's cool.
But the concert that we assumed was going to take an hour because they're only taking 42 minutes. Like, that's how long the episode's going to be.
Right.
It took 4 hours to film that. Mm-mm. So we sat in line for 2 hours and then in the show for about four.
Wow.
That sounds terrible.
It was a lot.
Did you think about getting up and leaving at any point?
No, never.
Okay.
Absolutely would not do that. Because we drove all the way from Utah to go see that show.
Right.
And it was really great. So if you haven't seen Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, it is on Netflix. Highly recommend it. And I might be on TV. So you know how I'm the loudest person.
Yes.
And I was actually pretty well behaved throughout this whole thing. But there was a part where they were singing like my favorite song from the entire series. So I really got into it and I just started like, then there's a part where she asks you to sing along and I did.
So you took that request.
I was the loudest one in the orchestra.
Well, yeah.
And the camera was right on me.
Was
yes!
it?
Oh, yeah. There was a camera guy on me and I was like, don't look at the camera. They use the shots where you look at the camera and I'm just singing my heart out. So I'll probably be in the concert special.
Oh,
excuse me.
There you go. It was worth the road trip. All the way down for the weekend. Again, you can see Jackson's road trip photos up on our Instagram page, Mix 105.1 Utah. What do you say, Monroe? Let's get to it. to it. Your pocket full of sunshine.
All right. So there was this dog rescue in Texas that got absolutely, not destroyed, but it was severely damaged in a storm. So this dog rescue, it's only been in existence for 7 years. It's owned by a military veteran. Not sure what branch they're in.
Okay.
But they've helped rescue and find homes for thousands of dogs in its 7 years. Like, they've done just amazing work, and they've now branched out to multiple counties. Anyways, there was a storm on Wednesday night, and it absolutely, like, damaged some stuff. They had kennels outside that were knocked over. The power and the water was cut. It was like $5,000 in damage, and it's a dog rescue. There's dogs there. Like, right. they have to get this fixed immediately. So the news comes out and kind of does a little story on them, because this owner only had $900 in the bank account, often footing the vet bills and stuff for these dogs, just because it's their passion. It's what they do. So immediately someone donated $5,000as soon as the story aired.
Wow.
On the news.
That's awesome.
But then someone donated $10,000. And then by Friday night, it was up to $35,000, went up to $43,000. As of today, it's about $80,000 that they've managed to raise in just a few days.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's great. Really great.
So now not only can they pay for the damages, but that is going to pretty much fund the rescue for a few years.
105 days of love right there.
Yeah, right there.
Jackson, what do you have coming up in your showbiz beat?
Is it too late to start Game of Thrones? I'll tell you all about it next.
Again, there are lane restrictions. Southbound Bangor Highway, 126 South in Riverton. Only one right lane is open through the intersection. Traffic brought to you by Ken Garf Hyundai. Time to visit Ken Garf Hyundaiville, the best place to lease your new Hyundai. Be sure to visit KenGarfHyundai.com. Ken Garf Hyundai, Southtown and Downtown. We hear you. Jackson, let's get to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. James Gunn. So if you don't remember the situation that happened with James Gunn and Guardians of the Galaxy, he directed the first two Guardians of the Galaxy movies and unfortunately was fired by Disney after some tweets that he had made about 10 years ago resurfaced. Now, granted, they were unsavory tweets, but people were justifiably pretty upset that he got fired, because they were like, look, it happened 10 years ago. He apologized for it. He said, look, these were stupid jokes. I was trying things out. I was an up-and-coming comedian. I really wanted to do... And it was just that era where everything offensive was fine.
It was... when Twitter started, the more inflammatory of a tweet, the better.
Because
it was what got you traction, and he was trying to be a comedian.
Right. Well, think about, like, Mind of Mincia or...
Joe Rogan was doing a lot of it, too.
They all did that same thing.
Yeah.
Lisa Lampanelli.
Sure.
Right.
I remember sitting in her show, and it was like 10 years ago, and I thought, I can't laugh at this. Like, it was so, so bad. Yeah. Like, I couldn't laugh at it.
But it was just, it was a product of the time. And he said, I'm sorry, that doesn't make it right, but I would like to apologize. Even though he has apologized, Disney stuck to their guns and said no.
Yep.
Well... they went back on it over the weekend, and they rehired James Gunn
to
direct Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Now, the cast was behind James Gunn. In fact, a few of them threatened not to be in the third.
Zoe Saldana, one of, like, the world's most... she's a huge feminist. She's a real big activist. And even she was like, this is ridiculous, you guys.
Yeah, Dave Bautista...
that's right.
Was out at Comic-Con, and he talked a lot about how he really wanted him to get rehired. So they were all pretty sad.
Sounds like they made the right decision. Yeah. Game of Thrones. So we already know that the new season, the eighth season, the final season, begins April 14th.
Less than a month away.
Which is 28 days from now.
Are they going to pick up right where they left off? Because I would really like to see Jon Snow's buttocks.
Stop.
Just one more time.
Okay, that's enough.
Just one more time.
Shh. This is not about you right now. This is not about you two, because basically there was an entertainment blogger who said, I watched the first season of Game of Thrones. It was fine. And then I kind of let go of it because, you know.
A lot of people did.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Too much nudity, too gruesome. There's a lot of reasons why.
It was gross.
Yeah.
But so he's like, I let it go of season one, but now it's taken over the world and I feel like I need to be a part of it. Is there enough time for me to watch all of Game of Thrones before the new season? 28 yes. days from now, there are 67 episodes, so you'll need to watch 2.3 episodes each day to catch up in time.
I don't know.
That's like anywhere from four to six hours of content every single time you watch it.
Here's the thing. Give them an extra 6 weeks, because then you don't have to wait each week for the new episodes of Game of Thrones to come out.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Right? Then you can watch it all consecutively.
No, because if you're not watching Game of Thrones the night it happens,
live,
there's going to be too many spoilers.
You may as well not watch it.
Yeah.
That's true. Like, remember that one time when I really took that serious?
I do.
And I cheated. I Netflix cheated on my husband for you. Just so we could talk about it the next day.
And I didn't watch it.
Yeah. I remember that.
See, you terrible monsters. All right. So if you are looking to watch Game of Thrones, now is the time to get started. You don't have much more
time. Dude, but you take a Sunday, you can knock out, you know, six episodes.
Oh.
Easy.
All right. Friends co-creator Marta Kaufman. You know, at the end of every episode where you see Kaufman, Bright, and whoever the other one was.
Yeah, the third.
Yeah. Marta Kaufman tells Rolling Stone magazine that she has absolutely no plans for a reboot or a reunion of Friends whatsoever. Everyone wants it so bad. They keep asking. They're like, they reboot everything else. Why not Friends? But she has a really good reason for it. She said, here's the thing. The show is about a time in your life where your friends are your family. We all go through that phase in our 20s where, like, you don't really talk to your family. You don't hang out with your family. It's like everything's is about your friends. It's not that time anymore. All we'd be doing is putting those six actors back together, but the heart of the show would be gone.
Agreed.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the last season, because they started having kids and getting married and moving out to the suburbs. Like, that happens in life. Like,
yeah.
Right. Well, and that's why I stopped liking it.
Yeah.
That's why I stopped watching. Because I was just like, I'm not watching this to see them move to the burbs.
Right. It got adult. They started doing their taxes.
I moved to the burbs. I don't want that. I want to live in a fantasy world where I can still live in Manhattan with all my friends.
Right.
Yep. Also, real quick, here's some audio from 2009 of Miley Cyrus. Turns out she can't rap.
And the reasons are simple. I started tweeting about pimples. I stopped living for moments and started living for people.
Dude.
Yes.
Yeah, you write what you're doing, but who really cares if I'm playing with no...
I feel like that's something we would do.
How old was she?
2009?
Well, it was 10 years
ago. Young.
She's in her 20s.
16? No.
I like the Casio beat she has underneath it.
No. That's terrible. Oh, my gosh. Poor Miley.
That is a showbiz bit.
Jackson, appreciate it. Choose the news. Just pick the story that you want to hear. Jackson, your story was...
I'm going to save you from being a complete weirdo.
Monroe.
Taco Bell hot sauce saves another life.
And I've got beware of the haunted furniture. All right. Roderick says, Monroe, hot sauce saves lunch. Why not everything else? Brayden says, morning, guys. I choose John because I need to do something for 105 days of love.
Oh, John.
Ouch. That one hurts.
You were a charity recipient.
That's a bummer.
That was funny.
That was funny. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Emily.
Hey, Emily. How was your weekend?
Good. How was yours?
It was excellent. Thank you. You want to go ahead and choose the news?
Yeah, I think I want to choose the Taco Bell hot sauce story.
Ooh, nice.
Going for Monroe. We got your vote, Emily.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, listen to this. Cindy says, I got to go with John because my husband ghost hunts. And I love to hear ghosts. I want to know more about that. Hey, it's Molly. I'm already a total weirdo, and I've accepted it by now. Jackson, you just need to accept that bountiful is bountiful. It defies all rules. This is from you ranting the other day, I think, about couches in the backyard.
Yeah, no outdoor sofas.
Yeah.
I live in the burbs now.
All right, let's tally up the votes here. We had actually kind of a nice three-way tie today.
Oh, good.
But the winner with 39% of the votes, Monroe!
Yeah!
I love that, you know, because Taco Bell hot sauce, it's becoming important.
Saving lives left and right.
It's always been important, first of all, but go on.
Wait, which Taco Bell hot sauce do you go for?
They used to have a salsa verde one that was a green sauce that I loved, and then they got rid of it, so now I usually just do the fire sauce.
Fire sauce. Right? Okay.
Yeah, that's the staple.
We're on the same page.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, it was like 2 weeks ago now, there was a guy who was stuck out in his car, stuck in the snow. The only thing he had to eat was Taco Bell hot sauce.
Yes.
He survived for 5 days. Well, now comes this story, all right? A Florida man, he was eating at a local Taco Bell, and he ran out of hot sauce. Because you really never do have enough hot sauce. Either have too much, right? You've got like the handful left over, or you just don't have
enough.
You
didn't get enough in right? the first place.
Always.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it goes. Well, he didn't get enough. So he got up to go get more hot sauce when seconds later, a 77-year-old man crashed his SUV into the restaurant right where this guy had been sitting.
Whoa.
This SUV like crashed through.
Yeah.
So the citizen told cops that he placed his Nissan in reverse before it jumped to the curb and crashed into the building. But because this guy had got up to get more hot sauce, the Taco Bell hot sauce was like, come with me, young sir, and saved his life.
So he ran out of hot sauce, so the Taco Bell hot sauce saved his life?
Yes, because he got up to go get more hot sauce.
Okay.
Had he got too much hot sauce, he would be sitting there.
The almighty hot sauce.
It just knew.
Yeah, it exactly. It called to him from across the restaurant, like, hey,
hot sauce
Daryl.
Is basically holy water.
Okay.
I
come
read
this
that.
Way.
I heard the Pope said that.
Just
come this
sure.
way if you want to live.
I understand. All right, Jackson's story, my story will be up online, mix1051utah.com. Mondays, we like to do thank you next. A little bit different than Second Date Update or Fiancé Friday. It started out as maybe just calling up exes and getting notes so you learn from it for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, it turns into where you've just been ghosted from someone you've been dating for quite some time and you just need closure. That's fine. We're happy to help you either way. And that's what we're doing with Sierra today. Hey, Sierra.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. So you're not looking for notes from a past ex. You're looking for, you were ghosted by someone?
Yeah. So my boyfriend, Barry, we've been dating for several months. I mean, if you want to be real exact, it's been 4 months and 2 weeks.
Now, were you guys actually like dating, or was it more like it was just like a hookup kind of thing?
No. We were totally dating. We definitely had talked about our relationship, you know? I mean, we were in a mutual relationship.
Okay. Can you explain like how we ghosted? Like what happened there?
Yeah. Okay. So one day I just texted him like usual to say good morning and he didn't reply. So I waited a little bit. I texted him again, still nothing. I call him. He doesn't answer. So then I try to reach out on Facebook and DM him, and he's blocked me on all the socials.
Were you cheating on
him? I know,
or
that's
something?
What I was thinking. You're cheating.
No. I'm totally faithful to him.
Okay.
I mean, not once.
Did you guys have anyone you could ask around? Did you know any of like his friends where you could be like, hey, what's up with this? Or
Yep. Here's the kicker. I've spoken with some mutual friends, and he's telling them that we broke up. But we didn't have any kind of conversation. He never once even, you know, insinuated that he wasn't happy. He just totally ghosted.
So he's telling everyone you guys are done, but he didn't even tell you that. He just bailed.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Are we trying to get back together with Barry? Are we looking for closure? Are we just trying to call him out and on the radio and mock him? Like, what do you see out of this?
No, I really just want some closure on this one. I just want to know what happened.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. With kind of what he did to you. Let's do this. We will get Barry's number and we will call him next.
Okay.
Thank you. Next, where we try to figure out exactly what happened in your relationship. We were talking to Sierra. She's dated Barry for almost 5 months. Things were going fine and he completely ghosted her. I'm with you, Monroe. It sounds like she cheated. He found out about it, and
that's
he's upset.
That's exactly what I would do if I found out that I was being cheated on. Just done.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear your excuses.
But, Sierra, you're saying that didn't happen.
No, okay. Never.
Okay. Well, hang out for a second and let us talk to Barry, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Barry, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, you're on right now with John, Monroe, and Jackson, Mix 105.1. You got a few minutes to talk on the radio?
Yeah, sure. Did I win something?
No. Well, you won the chance to be on with us, which to some people means nothing. So.
Congratulations!
Yay!
Yay, me.
No, man, I'm calling because I'm calling for a friend because I feel like you kind of were a jerk to her, man, and I want to know what's going on.
Jerk to who?
Well, Sierra, who listens to our show, she reached out to us, And like, dude, you like completely like ghosted her. And I don't know if this is like your MO, like it's what you do to people
date. All right, all right. Look, I honestly, I'd rather not talk about this on the radio. If that's okay with you, but
well,
I mean,
but you know, Sierra reached out to us. I mean, you're not talking to her. You're telling people you guys broke up. I feel like she has the right to know what's going on, man. Like, I don't know if this kind of like, are you dating a few different people? No.
I'm not dating anybody right now. I'm kind of not in the mood to date anyone for a while. I think I just need some time to hang out by myself. It's just not a good time.
Why? Like, what? Can you tell us what happened? Like, did Sierra cheat on you? Because it sounds the way you're
acting. No. All right. I know she thinks I ghosted her, but honestly, I've never ghosted anybody in my life. It's just that, I mean, we were dating for a few months, and then one time I was over at her place, she asked me to get something out of the closet for her, and there was, like, this weird freaking, I don't know how to explain it, like a shrine of stuff. To me or about me or related to me. It was just weird. It really creeped me out.
There's a shrine for you? Like, are we talking about
like, we have candles and pictures?
It was like all kinds. Well, no, not like in a serial killer movie or crap like that, but it was just weird. It was like all this stuff, like receipts from dates, and there was grass in there for some reason, and like just all kinds of odd stuff. I mean,
okay,
you know, like ticket stubs and stuff like that.
Voodoo doll.
Well, okay, there was a pair of my used underwear in there.
No,
there was some
that's strange.
Bandages from a time I was in a game. I took a fall, messed, you know, scraped up my knee, and they were like there were like old bandages with my blood on them in there.
Okay, well, that's serial killer type stuff.
Maybe it's not. Hold on, let's before we jump to anything, Barry, Sierra's here. Hey, Sierra.
Yeah, no, this is total BS. I do not have a shrine to you, Barry. Okay?
Sierra, what would you call it then? Like, I'm just curious.
They're mementos. Mementos. Okay? I'm a big scrapbooker, in case you didn't notice all the scrapbooks under my coffee table.
Man, even my mom is not going to put my old underwear in a scrapbook.
Yeah, that's going a little far there.
I got to know about the blade of grass, because you mentioned that there was grass in there. Like, what are you doing saving grass?
Okay, it was one blade of grass, which was a memento from the time we did yoga outside, we were trying to do yoga outside. Anyway, I got home, there was a little piece of grass stuck on my foot, so I stuck it on a piece of tape and saved it. It was a fun, happy time.
Oh, honey.
I think it's cute. I think it in its own way. She's just remembering different things that happened. Like, I'm sure the Band-Aid, the same thing. You were, like, cheering him on at some ball, and he hurt himself, so you just kept the Band-Aid. Is that kind of what you were doing?
This wasn't just a Band-Aid. This was, like, a whole ace bandage wrapped with a big gauze pad, like, full of blood.
Well, that's nasty.
Yeah, it's too much for me. I would have done the same thing, too. Like, it's just...
I know, like, people have hope chests with, like, mementos from different relationships or whatever. Like, isn't that a thing that...
Yeah, but, I mean, how long were these guys dating?
For 4 months? 5 months?
Yep, that's way too soon.
Okay, we learned, Sierra, kind of what was going on.
Ticket stubs? Fine.
Okay.
Maybe a receipt from, you know, a special dinner you had on an anniversary.
Underwear?
Okay. Underwear? Bandages? Blades of grass?
Gray zone? Is that the gray area?
That's the no zone.
That's the no zone is what you're saying.
That's the Ted Bundy serial killer no zone.
Like, that tickets and pictures and receipts and grass, I would have been cool. But when I saw the other stuff, it just weirded me out.
I was at Target this weekend, and
I'm
no joke,
sorry.
I was looking around for Post Malone. Because I know he's been spotted, so I was always like, maybe we'll run into each other, and I'll be like, hey, man, you should come into the morning show.
If you ever run into Post Malone,
yeah,
and you don't call me or, like, have him leave me a message or something, I will be so upset.
Well, my first goal would be try to get him in here.
Will you show him my dance move?
So I would... No, I'm not going to do the wow dance move that you were... Jackson, did you miss that? You were gone?
Jackson knows the move. He's never seen the wow.
But
oh, really?
I've never seen that before.
It's not a dance move, first of all.
When you do it to Post Malone's, wow, it is. Wow.
You make your fingers as W, so you put the three up on both sides.
Uh-huh.
And then you open your mouth into a circle, and it kind of creates a wow essence. I don't know. I've never seen it before.
It spells wow.
Nor would I ever like to see it again.
W-O-W.
I had this whole vision, though, that I was going to, like, see him and I'd, like, run my cart into him. You'd be like, oh, oh, hello, Mr. Malone.
Ah, yes, Mr. Malone.
I do a radio show. Would you like to join us?
Don't ever call Post Malone Mr. Malone. What do you expect to be like? Oh, that's my father.
Yeah, right, exactly. And we'd have a laugh about it. Uh-huh. And I'd be like, I went to the chicken wing place. And then we'd kind of bond over that. Maybe get a face tattoo together.
I don't think he would bond over that. I think that he would be like, all right, so you're stalking?
Yeah.
I think that you should leave Post Malone alone because he's obviously being haunted by a Dybbuk, which is a Jewish demon.
That's on him.
That is on him.
Mm-hmm. Post Malone alone.
But it could be on us, and that's why you should leave him alone.
Fine. Let's do the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. So we know about the USC college scandal and the kind of broader college scandal that has happened, the entrance scandal.
Yeah.
Where rich people are paying obscene amounts of money to get their kids into school regardless of their merit. Mm-hmm. Well, it's starting to make more and more sense why Lori Loughlin's daughter it cost $500,000 to get her into USC.
Yeah.
Because she's an idiot. She is just keeps burying herself, and she keeps getting into trouble. So first off, some sleuth went through her Instagram and found out during the first week of classes at USC, she didn't even go to school. She was on vacation in Fiji.
Oh my gosh.
So after her mom dropped that kind of money, she didn't even go to class.
She didn't even go to the first week of class, even though her mom spent, technically her mom spent $500,000 getting two kids into school.
All right, I'll give it $250. That's still a lot of money.
$250 is a lot of money to be
on top of tuition.
Not going to school.
Dude.
And if that weren't enough, Olivia then goes on to a radio show, much like this one, and basically says that her fashion designer father, I didn't realize her dad was a fashion designer. I don't know anything about him. He's a very successful fashion designer. And she claims that he faked his way through college. She says, quote, he didn't come from a lot, so it's cool to see that he's built this for himself. He like built a whole entire brand, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, he never enrolled in college. He faked his way through it, and then he started this whole business with tuition money that his parents gave him. So his parents gave him money to go to school, and instead he told them he was going to school and was using it to start his fashion line.
Oh my goodness.
I feel like that's one of those stories though that's like a Steve Jobs story. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like with him. That doesn't bother me, I guess, as much. Because
it was successful.
That's why.
But that's
the problem.
Had it
been unsuccessful.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been a nightmare.
Yes.
He took a chance, and that's great.
Uh-huh.
But also, this family has a real problem with lying about going to college.
Yeah.
Did you guys see this meme we got sent to us? It says, for $500,000, my child better be getting into Hogwarts. Forget USC.
Yeah right?
No joke.
Yeah.
Aunt Becky. And then also, kind of tied in with this, it was just announced that Lori Loughlin will not be returning for the final season of Fuller House.
Shocker.
Yeah. So
they're just like,
they were like, Aunt Becky, it's time for you to hang up the
Spurs. Dude, the Hallmark Channel won't even hire you, okay?
I think Bob Saget was in town at Wise Guys over the weekend. I got to look that up. I thought I saw that on Twitter.
Oh, he's brutal,
yeah.
Too. Oh, man.
I wonder if he talked about it. I'll send a text.
Guaranteed.
And just.
He has to have, man.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I'll look into that.
I think so. All right, Mama June. Honey Boo Boo, by the way. One of my favorite shows of all time.
You actually? Really?
Oh, I loved Honey Boo
you
Boo.
You watched it?
Oh, yeah. I watched like every episode. I loved Honey Boo Boo. Huh. I love Mama June. I actually thought it was a beautiful show about a family that really stuck together. Like, Mama June was always great until later. Then we found out that she got back with the guy who molested her daughter. But that's neither here nor there right now.
But up until then,
fantastic. Like, it was a great show. Well, Mama June's in prison. And here's what happened. Friday night, she and her boyfriend, Gino Doak, who I'm not sure if that's the same boyfriend or a different boyfriend.
Okay.
Didn't really research it. Might be. They got arrested at an Alabama gas station for getting into a fight.
Oh.
They got into an argument. The cops arrived to kind of defuse the situation and found that both of them were in possession of crack. So Mama June is smoking crack now.
Well, she lost a lot of weight.
She lost a lot of weight really quickly.
I don't want to take anything away from her dieting, but I mean, come on.
I do both the keto diet and crack cocaine.
That's right?
It's crazy. I do hot yoga twice a week.
Uh-huh.
I eat nothing but lean meats and vegetables, yeah. And I smoke a lot of crack. That's what I'm the best at. That's how this is happening. The judge overseeing the R. Kelly sex abuse case is going to allow cameras in the courtroom despite objections from Kelly's victims.
I feel terrible for the victims.
I feel horrible for the victims. That sucks.
That's the last thing they need to do, especially because they're all underage. And
they were.
And I think they were probably duped.
I've never understood why we allow cameras in the courtroom.
Oh, I'm the opposite. I think we should always allow cameras
really?
In the courtroom.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yet. If you commit a crime against the public,
I guess I find it to be more of a sideshow.
See, I don't think so. I think that there is a way to do it that is tasteful, and like you have the cameras in there, and it's just plain cameras, and keeping the reporters a safe distance away from everything else.
I don't know.
I think it's important, man, because you don't know what's going on inside that courtroom, and if you don't know what's going on, then how is the judge going to be held accountable? How are the
for other
attorneys?
People in there? It's not just like it's a judge by himself making all. It's not Judge Dredd,
right?
Yeah, but you hear every day about people that have been wrongfully convicted.
I don't know. To me, it's just a way for people like us who want to watch salacious courtroom trials.
Well, hey, yes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's part of it. But there's another bigger part of it that makes like you have to be held accountable for your actions. And there are some terrible judges. There are some great judges out there. But there are some nightmare monsters that need to be you need to be able to see what's going on. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Right.
When it comes to the victims, I feel for them and I don't want them to have to testify on video in front of the nation. But when it comes to the criminals, I love the idea of like just plastering it all over like their shame. I love it.
And then quickly on Saturday, Paris Jackson was hospitalized after attempting to take her own life, according to TMZ. TMZ says she did, and she did go to the hospital. There are records showing that she did actually go to the hospital.
Okay.
But she allegedly cut her wrist because she was stressed after the release of the Leaving Neverland documentary. And she was transported to the hospital, placed on a 5150 hold.
Wow.
But she tweeted after she got out of the hospital, lies, 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 OMG, more lies. Like, saying that it was all bullcrap.
So we don't know.
We don't know.
Okay.
But TMZ is usually pretty good about that sort of thing.
Yeah.
They, like, I get it. They're trash, they're guttery, they're gossipy. But they're usually right.
Yeah.
The thing.
Yeah.
So I kind of tend to believe that.
Okay.
That is a showbiz beat.
Thanks, Jackson. I need to go into the judgment-free bubble for just one quick second.
Uh-oh.
Here. Oh, well, then you should go to another show.
Oh, yeah. Is this the wrong place to be?
Yeah, Radio from Hell's.
Right.
There, right.
Yeah.
Over there.
Wait. Whoa.
Oh yeah.
You think they're
that's the less judgmental of the shows? Sure.
Yesterday we had some friends over for some corned beef and cabbage, and one of the friends she brought a. I don't know how to describe it, like maybe a sundress or something that she found at Costco.
She brought a sundress?
So she brought this thing that she bought at Costco, and she thought that she'd like it, but she didn't. So she was like, hey, Jen, maybe this will fit you better. And if so, like, you can have it, right?
Okay.
And so Jen's like, all right, I'll go upstairs and I'll try it on. And so Jen started to come down the stairs, and I looked up, and before I could stop myself or control anything.
Oh, dear.
I just went, no, 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 no.
Oh, rude.
How was the rest of your weekend?
Well, luckily it was last night when this happened. So,
okay.
In some ways,
so he hasn't really dealt with the consequences.
So yeah, she went to sleep crying on her pillow last
night. So are you
night.
Saying my response was not the right response?
Yeah, no, you don't respond like that.
In my defense, I was being honest. To my wife.
You were being...
I was being honest. She wanted to know an opinion.
You were being extra.
Now, I had gave my opinion before she asked for it, but I knew at some point she was going to want to know it.
Yeah, being honest is like, you know what? I don't know. I just don't... It kind of hangs off your shoulder funny.
Oh, it
like,
did.
See this part? Being honest isn't like, oh, no! Oh,
no! No! Oh, my eyes!
There's messing up.
Uh-huh.
And then there's this. Uh-huh. Because I just feel like you didn't even try.
Yeah.
No. You didn't even try to sugarcoat
nope.
it or beat around the bush.
No.
And you have to handle these things with some bit. Because basically what you said was, uh-huh. I don't like that.
Yes.
I don't like that article of clothing.
That's what I'm saying.
What your wife heard was, yeah, I think you are ugly.
Yeah, you are a monster.
No.
I can't believe I married you.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You have to...
I have to sleep next to you at night.
It doesn't matter what you think. It's her reality of what she hears.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter.
My wife is beautiful.
And this isn't the first time that we've been down this road, is it?
Well, I'm very
honest.
I'm very honest when it comes to clothing.
Yeah.
I don't play the game. I feel like if you're going to ask the question, I'm going to give you an answer.
I would feel worse for Jen if she didn't knowingly marry you. Here's the thing. You guys were together forever before you got married.
Oh, yeah.
She had plenty of chances to bounce.
She did.
And she didn't.
Right.
So for that, I blame her.
You're right. It's her fault. It's not my fault.
But it is mostly your
fault. I'm just being me.
I'm giving you a little bit of a bone here.
So, Monroe, are you saying you would not have appreciated if you walked down the stairs wearing something new and Tom just started going, nope, no. Like, how would your response have been to this?
I would have cried myself to sleep that night because it's like...
She handled it well, I want you to know. We had people over.
You know the saying of like, you know the saying of like, if people can sing the phone book?
Yes.
Like they could sing anything.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So women in their mind can wear anything.
Right.
They can make anything look good.
On you, it'll look better than anyone.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. But you say, so you have to be very delicate and say, you know what? There's something wrong with the dress. Not you.
Mm.
The dress. Mm-hmm. When you say, no, no,
as I
no.
Did. Right. Yes.
Your wife just hears like that there's everything wrong. I mean, I don't know. Uh-huh. I feel like I've been where she's at right now today, and it's gonna be a long day.
Is it a hard one?
You should probably call her because she didn't sleep much last night.
Right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Apologize again.
Yeah.
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 I don't think I ever did. I don't think I apologize now that I think about it.
No.
I was of course
just like,
you didn't.
I'm being honest. That's all. I think my answer.
So male.
I'm sorry. This is why I talk to you guys, so I can learn. So thank you.
No, you're not going to learn.
You're not. We're going to have the same conversation in a couple weeks.
I know you guys always want to talk sports with me, and I'm usually like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't do that. And you're like, no, John, come on.
You know me. Just ever the sports football fan.
Yeah. You guys are always like, sports.
Yeah. Like
nonstop.
The football player that got the hole-in-one on the track.
Right. Yeah, exactly. The NCAA tournament kicks off this week. Are you familiar with what that is?
That is March Madness.
Yes, it is. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Brackets?
Yep.
The brackets.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Did you join your league? Are you picking your teams?
There's always like someone in the office that's doing a bracket challenge.
Right.
$5 to get in.
Yeah. I'm in a few of those.
So you fill out the thing and I do terrible every time. Like, oh, you picked,
How do you pick it when you do the challenge? Like, what do you go by? Like, is there a...
I just look at both names. I'm like, okay, Tulsa versus San Francisco.
Sure.
San Francisco's harder to say, so they must be better.
So you go off of pure name base. You don't even look at rankings or anything. You just pick what name feels...
Too long.
Okay. Jackson, how do you fill out your bracket when you do this?
Oh, so I take the sheet. So hand me a sheet.
Yeah,
hand
sure.
Me
I'll give you the sheet right
She's
here.
Gonna
yeah,
take
yeah,
the
yeah. yeah. Okay. So.
And then I throw it away out of anger. How dare you try to get me wrapped up in your sports football? How dare you?
Okay, so you're telling me you don't fill one out.
Yeah,
well, you have. My wife, Jen, she actually picks it by mascots.
Oh, that's cool.
Uh-huh. And
that's
she usually beats me. You have 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance of picking every game in the NCAA men's college basketball tournament correctly.
Quintillion?
Didn't someone do it last year, though?
Not a perfect, no, not a perfect bracket.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's never been done.
Not that I know of. Because, let me just put this in another way. There are just 7 quintillion grains of sand on Earth.
Dang.
So you have a better shot of finding one grain of sand that's painted blue than picking the winner of all 63 tournament games that are in the bracket.
How do we know how many grains of sand there are?
I don't know.
Did somebody go out and count how many grains of sand there are?
Yeah. I don't know. It's an estimate. plus or minus one quintillion.
Sure.
But Utah State are actually playing in the tournament this year.
Oh,
so there's a local tie. Does that change things at all for the two of you?
Do I have me another piece of paper?
I know. I got stuff I need to do on this piece of paper. We'll take caller 10 here in a second and give you tickets to our advanced screening of Disney's Dumbo. I did want to say thank you to everyone who came out to our food eating contest on Saturday at Valley Fair Mall. Such a great turnout. Champions all lined up, gladiators within the food arena.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And what they had to eat, I don't know. Like, they had to eat a cup of raw broccoli. Yeah. Have you ever ate raw broccoli?
Without ranch?
No, yeah.
You put the ranch on it, it's okay. Right.
And it, like,
it's not okay. Let's talk about the fact that raw broccoli is never okay. They put it on every crudité platter. It never gets touched.
No.
Nobody's eating it.
No one wants it.
It's gross. Put it in a steamer. Throw some salt and some butter on it, and right. That's how you eat broccoli.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
Thank you, man.
And the problem is, you have to eat it fast.
Yeah, that's hard.
And it's like, you know, like, that's one of those things that there's nothing to help.
The little tree park gets stuck in your
throat.
Right,
like, fights its way down with its broccoli claws that it has. So we had that you had to finish. We had this a slice of just bread. Just
it's
like
gross.
A slice of bread you had to chow down, which is filling. We had a green peep. Which peeps are terrible.
I'm surprised nobody choked.
No, we had a few people almost throw up.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Green cupcake. And there was one more. Oh, and green Jell-O. Everyone was like, well, why couldn't you have just done the Jell-O? If we would have just done the Jell-O, it would have been over within seconds.
Uh-huh.
Like, people slurped the Jell-O. Gone. Yeah.
Though, if you did, like, 5 gallons of Jell-O.
Yeah.
Through a straw.
Yeah, that would have changed it.
That would have taken forever.
Yeah, so it was a really cool tournament. I met Alex, who was there. He actually won last week with us right around this time.
Oh, cool.
Big fan of the show, and he had like a whole cheering squad with him, and we're now Facebook friends, so it was
awesome.
Really...
awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it was really cool. Hey, you ready to learn a new vocabulary word?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Zarf.
That's not going to make me sound smart.
Zarf.
Zarf.
I'm going to zarf all over that.
What? Nope.
That's what it sounded like to me, too.
Okay.
What do you believe zarf means is stands for?
I feel like it is one of Scooby-Doo and Shaggy's, like, expletives.
Zarf,
so
when Scoop.
Yeah, exactly.
Boinks.
Yeah,
zarf is actually what they used during the old Batman show. When they would punch someone, zarf would pop up.
It would pop up, zarf.
Yeah,
zarf. Wham, bam,
right,
zarf.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going with some kind of a catchphrase.
Sure.
Okay.
Is that what I'm going?
Monroe, what's a zarf?
To zarf.
To zarf.
To go zarfing.
Uh-huh.
It would be, it's a form of surfing.
Oh.
Only you have to use a snorkel and a tennis racket.
Don't need to tell me how to use it then.
And then you wear a raincoat with a poncho.
Wow.
Wow.
She's got that.
I don't know what to say to that.
All right. I will tell you what zarf is next, but we got to take caller. No, we got to take caller 10
so
first
rude.
To give away
Listen,
the Disney.
Come here, let me zarf you.
This wannabe Seacrest over here.
Get away with your raincoat and your tennis racket.
John,
from me.
John zarfing Watkins.
Caller 10 right now. Hi, Max. Who's this?
Leo.
Leo, how was your weekend?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Did you have a good St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, I had a bonfire with friends.
Nice, man. Good for you. Leo, you want to throw out a guess of what a zarf is? To zarf or a zarf?
I have no idea what that meant. I was thinking about aliens.
Aliens. I'll give the answer in a second, but first, your caller 10!
Yeah!
You got it, man. We're going to hook you up with 4 tickets to go see Disney's Dumbo before anyone else.
Yeah.
You know the cardboard sleeve you put around your coffee so it doesn't burn your hand?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
That's a zarf.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me go get it. Let me get a zarf.
That's a zarf.
I gotta go get my zarf. Oh, you didn't give me a zarf.
I guess they've been around for hundreds of years. Were originally made of metal. It's an Arabic word that means container or envelope.
It's a koozie.
It's a koozie cup.
That's what I call it. It's a koozie.
Yeah.
It's a coffee koozie.
That's what I know.
But a koozie is meant to keep your drink cold.
Right.
Yeah, it's just insulating.
Yeah, but that's not what a zarf does. A zarf keeps your hand from getting burned.
It has nothing really to do about the beverage itself.
Yeah, it's about you and right. your comfort, princess.
Yes, exactly.
Oven mitt.
There's a movie, and I can't... My best friend's... No, Maid of Honor. It's about the guy who, quote, invented the zarf, and he gets, a penny every time... Like, you're given one at, a coffee shop, so he's,
hilarious.
A billionaire. Yeah. Like, it just takes that one idea. Like a zarf.
I need a zarf.
We all need a zarf in our life, don't we, though?
Yeah.
Last week on Friday, Jackson, you were actually out of town. Monroe was telling us about her daughter, Ella, the little entrepreneur that she is.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she'd been making slime at your house.
Yeah, so we're really into making slime on the weekend. I don't know why, but it's really relaxing. Have you ever made slime?
So you personally enjoy making this slime?
Yeah.
Is it the kind that has like cornmeal in it?
No.
I don't know.
No.
What's in it?
It's shaving cream and borax and
okay. I feel
glue.
Like we did it back in high school or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's probably the last time I saw it.
We just make that kind of slime. It's just really, I love it.
Okay. So you guys make it and then you throw it away?
Well, she was putting it in little baggies and just saving it. And I was like, that's fine.
Whatever.
Well, then last week she starts coming home and I'm finding random $2 in her backpack, $3, $5. Turns out she's taking the slime to school and selling it. She's
hustling.
She's hustling slime at her school. So this is on Friday morning. We talked about it, right?
Uh-huh.
But then over the weekend, I checked the little pockets in her backpack and all of this. And then there was a $5 bill thrown in. She had $27, John.
Dang.
From slime. She made $27. Now, she said that she's going to use it to buy toys. To take to the homeless shelter. So that was kind of
sweet.
Her. That's her sales pitch.
To you.
Yeah. No, she's going to do it.
Okay.
She's just that.
She does do that.
She's a really kind person like that. So she's going to do that. But I'm kind of okay, $27. Do parents know that their kids bought slime? Do I need to call the school and say, hey?
Yeah, last week you kind of mentioned how you were debating on asking the school if this was even okay. Did you ever... follow through?
Well, no.
Okay.
I don't want to call him I don't want to rat my kid out if I don't have to.
Right, yeah.
Or do I?
$27 is a lot of money.
Right?
I know.
For a kid that young.
It was $17 Friday morning, and then it turned into $27.
She's got a little empire that she's doing.
Yeah.
Plus, her ROI is great because you're buying all the material.
I know, right? Yeah. And so I told her, I'm like, well, we spent $15 on supplies, so, let's put it towards that. And she's like, no.
No, that was you who spent $15.
Yeah,
she made $27.
Yeah.
You're an investor?
Uh-huh.
Right.
I'm investing in her slime charity.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what to do. Do I call the school and maybe just say, hey, my daughter's selling
slime? Keep an eye on her.
Did you make more slime this week? Is she going to sell more today?
Well, because I love it so much.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we made more, but not for her to sell.
Okay? And you said, you can't sell this?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I just made more.
Will you let us know if she comes home with another 50? Because I feel like this is just
the start. The whole time, Tom's like, what? We used to catch lizards and sell them at school, when I was a kid. He's this is fine. I don't know.
Oh, Jackson,
I don't see a problem with
really, it. Yeah, I mean, it's not an issue. It's weird.
I think she's straight up 2019 hashtag girl boss in there making her money. She's going in. She's wearing heels. She's not caring what anyone thinks of her in the boardroom. Because she's in there to make money, not friends.
That's so funny. Justin Bieber, did you see that Wendy Williams is saying that Hailey Baldwin needs to divorce him?
Head for the hills, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't agree with what she's saying. She said because she doesn't think... She's questioning Justin Bieber's ability to be a father if he's having mental health issues.
She's pretty much saying he's showing problems, so cut ties and run is kind of how I read. Isn't that what she's kind of saying?
Yeah, well, it does. It boils down to having a kid. And, you can't. She's basically demonizing mentally ill people.
That's what it seemed like when I heard it.
Which is super not cool.
Yeah.
Especially considering how cool everyone's been with her and her health problems.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so we all read it the same way then, because I'm like, maybe I'm...
No, it's just really crappy what she's doing.
Yeah.
I would say that, this was a rushed marriage.
Absolutely.
And I would question the longevity of it that way. But the mental health part, you lost me.
Yeah. Okay.
Not sure. There are a million reasons to say run away from Justin Bieber.
Right.
Yeah, right?
I'm the first to tell anyone to run away from Justin Bieber. But you can't blame it on someone's mental illness, because that's not something that's A, any of your business, or B, that it's something that he's worked really hard on. Like, he gave up a really promising music career. Honestly, that's what kind of what he did.
Yeah.
He gave it up to go focus on getting well and being okay. And you can't fault someone for that.
Wendy Williams definitely lately has been lashing out in the weirdest ways.
Yeah. Well, and this could all be a side effect of her illnesses.
Yeah, who knows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's how she's getting attention.
That's true. She's keeping her name out there, even though she hasn't been doing her show. The ice cream brand Enlightened just added a new flavor to its lineup. That's combining chocolate, salted fudge, and potato chips.
Ooh, the crunch.
It's called All That in a Bag of Chips.
Oh, look how clever that is.
Each serving is 100 calories.
Mm.
Oh. There's 4 servings per pint. I don't know. Is that good? Is that bad?
Like, when it comes to,
how big's a pint?
A pint is the little one,
a pint,
right?
Is the little one that you buy.
Yeah, this is a pint.
Yeah, the pint's like the one that's like that's.
Oh, that's not good then. 4 servings?
No, 4 servings. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's too much.
Okay. Well, they're just doing a limited run through the summer unless it's popular.
Here's the thing. If you can manage to keep the chips crunchy,
it could be good.
But if they go soggy,
then what's the point?
Yeah, that's not.
I couldn't agree more.
Soggy chips are gross. Yep.
I don't really enjoy the salt in the dessert. Like, we had a friend who came over and brought a trifle.
Dude.
Yesterday. Trifle. Yeah, and one of the layers was like salted caramel.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, there's so much salt in my sweet.
Wasn't it just like, surprise?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Oh, no.
Did he do the traditional layer of beef and peas?
I asked about that, and because friends.
Yeah.
And she was like, I guess she posted like on her Insta story her making the trifle, and she's like, I can't believe how many people memed me about friends.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the only reason how I know of a trifle.
That's the only reason anyone knows what a trifle is.
I thought it was a fake thing that friends made up.
It's beef sauteed with peas right, and onions. Exactly. It's the middle layer above the lady fingers. It's the most important part.
Can I tell you? That actually probably sounds more up to my liking.
Gross.
Yep.
Jam, good. Beef, good. I love Joey.
My kids always now go, Joey doesn't share food.
It's true. It's true, though. He doesn't share food.
Doesn't share food. Everyone knows it.
When your kids are right to right.
I'm not a sharer.
Are you not a sharer either?
No, I don't share. I don't share with Tom.
Really?
I don't share with Tom.
Oh. You share with the kids?
No.
Really?
No.
Damn.
That's mine.
Cold-blooded.
Cold.
Dude, we live in a day and age.
I'm sorry. Where is this going?
Well, you want a drink of water? Go get a drink of water. There's a drinking fountain 2 feet away, or a bottle of water. Go get your own.
What does that have to do with the day and age?
Well, because I don't know.
It's like, easier now.
It's easier now. You don't Water's have to go more out, accessible.
You don't have to go to the well.
You don't have to go to the coat. Yeah.
Right. You have to go slaughter an animal, Jackson. That's what she's saying.
Fine.
You don't Fair know, enough. Man.
Right, I don't.
All right, we're going to head out of here in a few minutes, back on this Monday. How's everyone feeling coming back today after the weekend and your vacation?
A lot better than last Monday because the time change.
Oh,
starting
gosh.
To get used to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I miss it. I miss California. I was in beautiful, sunny California. I was in beautiful, sunny Vegas.
Yeah.
Just the weather was so nice.
Oh.
And then we were coming back in here. I saw snow on the mountains. I'm like, oh, when will it end?
Turn around.
I can't handle the winter.
Before we get to my amazing fact of the day, there's a guy in Pennsylvania. He had to call the cops because they needed help removing 23 venomous snakes from a local apartment.
Yeah.
Wait, they weren't pets. Were they wild venomous snakes?
No, this is like a Jackson, pretty much.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Jackson?
Yeah, this is like what Jackson one day we'll be watching like KSL or Channel 2, and all of a sudden we'll see Jackson's mugshot up there, and I'm like, police got a tip about the cobras and rattlesnakes before going to the dwelling of one Jackson Carter and removing them.
Rude. You don't know me.
Yeah.
You don't know anything I do.
But then they'll say that police had to jump over a gator.
Right, yeah.
And fight off a bear.
Yeah.
And we're eventually able to get to the cobra.
Uh-huh. That's exactly right.
Leave my cobras alone. Listen, I'm not afraid of the police raiding my animal hoarding compound. You know why? Because if the police get too close, all I'm going to do is flip them over and rub their belly.
Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yay!
When the first grocery store opened in the United States back in 1916, the average total at the checkout was 96 cents.
Wow. Stop it.
Adjusted for inflation, they're saying it's about $22 for today. Which,
yeah.
Is it because everybody like still grew their own veggies? Is that why?
Oh no.
Well, I work at a grocery store.
Yeah.
And our average transaction, from what I remember our boss telling us, is about $32.
Is it really?
Yeah.
To be single.
Because like what? Well, I think, you guys are shopping for families. You're making much larger purchases.
Yeah.
But a lot of people come in for lunch and grab a quick lunch or
Okay.
And you have a lot more of those people making smaller purchases. So the average gets brought down a lot.
I know before kids, Jen and I would go to the grocery store like 3 times a week. We'd always go because we wouldn't have it. We'd just be like, all right, we'll go to the grocery store, pick out dinner items, then
home
and make it.
Now it's like it's a huge ordeal.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Especially if you have more than one kid.
Yeah.
Like my kids are, let's see, they're almost 6 and 8. Mm-hmm. I still make them sit in the grocery cart.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. There's no way I'm trusting my kids.
We have them hold on to the sides and they're not allowed to let go.
Yeah.
You got to contain. Like, the key is contain.
Even when you're dragging their feet behind the shopping cart,
exactly.
You contain.
Containment is what it's all about. Jackson, final thoughts.
Don't ever become a parent. I have to remind myself every now and then, but you guys do a pretty good job of reminding me. No, come see me tonight at Twist. I'll be hanging out at 7 o'clock hosting trivia. It's free, and you could win free prizes.
Monroe.
Well, usually Jackson mentions the podcast, so I'll do it today. Make sure you download it, because we didn't post it on Friday, because we couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't get posted on Friday, and I messed it up bad on Thursday.
Oh, my God.
That's my gosh.
I cannot tell you how many emails and text messages we got on that.
I came in and fixed it at midnight.
I know you did. I appreciated that. Yeah.
I came in and I fixed it at midnight, and these people were still so mad at me.
Oh, man.
Because here's the problem. It had already been downloaded 400 times by the time I got the chance to get in and fix it. So
yeah.
Even if you hadn't listened to it by that point,
it was on the phone.
It was downloaded. Yeah. So, like, I couldn't, like, my redo didn't count.
Yeah, right. It didn't reset
I'm
it.
I'm so sorry.
All the podcast extras. Put your hands up.
Yeah.
Don't ruin Beyonce.
Ruin it. Yeah. Enhance.
All the single ladies. And download the podcast. Up in the club. Just turned on the Mixed Morning Fix podcast. I could go on for a while.
Your clapping was a little off. We need to work on your tempo.
We're white guys. What do you want? We can't dance.
It writes itself.
It does.
That's what I'm saying. All right, let's get to the stories that didn't make it on air. What do you got, Jackson?
All right. Our story comes to us from Reddit, actually.
Okay.
Someone on Reddit asked people to name some of the unwritten rules that everyone kind of follows. We know we should follow. Here are the best ones that everyone came up with. They have a top 10 list here.
Okay.
Top 10. Number 10, don't leave your shopping cart in the middle of the aisle. Please just move it aside.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yes.
Listen. The middle of the aisle is for passing.
Would you put your kid in the car seat in the middle of the freeway? Just sitting there?
I don't know if that's really the...
You wouldn't do that.
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm not sure what she's describing.
What point are you making?
I don't know. I don't think she knows.
All right, we're just going to roll from there.
keep moving.
Try again. Number 9. Let people get off an elevator or train before you get on an elevator or train.
You exit first before you enter.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So we're all on board with this.
I feel like we're all on the same page.
I felt like we were going to disagree more.
I'm shocked we haven't.
Yeah. Number 8. If someone shows you a photo on their phone, do not swipe left or right to look at other photos because you could see something X-rated.
Who does that?
Who swipes?
Start swiping?
It happens to me all the time. Like, oh, look at this picture of my kids. And they're like, oh, and then they start scrolling. What are you?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'll tell you who's scrolling. It's parents. Parents think that they can grab your phone and do whatever they want.
just used to having that kind of control.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, excuse me, father. Right. Get, put that down.
Yeah, I would never swipe because I'm too afraid to see anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have nothing on my phone, but I have a friend who did have stuff on his phone and showed his boss a photo of some trip, and the boss started to swipe and found some very inappropriate photos.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
And that's the boss's fault.
And the boss handed it back and said, this is a work phone.
Yeah. Stop taking photos on your work phone.
That boss? Ew.
Well, the boss is... Well,
The boss is right.
It's the boss... Mm-mm.
It's the work phone. You're not supposed to be taking nudies on your work phone, Monroe.
Here's the thing. If you swipe through my phone, you're not going to find any nudies. But what you are going to find is how many selfies I take in order to get one good one. And I don't want anyone to know how many it is, because it is a lot.
No one wants to know how the sausage is made.
No, exactly. Yeah, right. You don't want to know what goes into my Instagram feed. Just look at the Instagram feed. Number 7, if you're borrowing something for a third time, just give up and buy one already.
Oh, never really thought about that.
But I respect it.
That's a good point.
Mostly just because I have too much. I don't want to go ask my neighbors for their lawnmower.
Do many people ask actually like borrowing things from you in this day?
Not anymore.
I mean, there was a time when you could go next door, but I don't really. I've never had a neighbor knock on my door.
If they
and ask
did,
for
hey, can I borrow sugar? No.
You turn on the sprinklers and you close the door on them.
Yeah.
You don't need to tell me how to deal with neighbors.
If you even open the door in the first place,
right,
I never do.
Like, I see you back there. Yeah. So you're just like staring.
Yep, exactly. Number 6, don't start drama at a funeral. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they
always do.
That will happen until the end of time.
Yeah. Drama at funerals. It's just always. It is what it is.
Yep.
Number 5, chew with your mouth closed.
Yeah.
Of course.
Please.
You are an animal.
Dude, John had an apple in his office the other day and he had it in his hand. And I went to ask him something. And I was literally like, nope, I'll come back later. You got an apple.
Because she didn't want to listen to me chewing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Close your mouth.
Nope.
Close your big old mouth. Number 4, don't play loud music when you're out in public. That's what headphones are for. Of course.
Yeah, but people do not follow that one.
No.
That's one that seems to have gone to the wayside.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard other people's music on a public train.
Oh,
it is a lot.
Do you know what I can't stand is the guy who has like... the headphones or the earpiece in, and he's having a phone conversation really loud. Like, all right, Bill. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, quarterly meetings, blah, blah, blah. Synergy.
We were at the dog park over the weekend, and someone was doing that, just yelling into her. I think she had earphones on, or she was just talking to
Maybe
no one.
She's yelling to God.
Yeah, I don't know. But I was like, can you take this conversation elsewhere? I do not want to hear it.
And I'm not even so bothered by people like playing, like talking on the phone or whatever at like the dog park. But like volume down,
Just volume down.
Which I don't have any control
over. That's a good point.
It is what it is. I am a loud person. Mm-hmm. I can't help it. But B, it's you can wait until you're out of a store to make a phone call. Uh-huh. And especially don't walk up to a check stand.
I was just going to ask you that. Do you ever have that?
Yes.
Yeah.
When I'm working at the checkout, people will come to the checkout on their phone, and I'm just sitting there scanning their stuff, and they're having a full conversation with their Aunt Becky or whatever. Ugh, it's the worst.
I will tell you, I am very against that. Okay, being on the phone at the check stand, but I can also tell you,
you've done it.
I've been that person.
You've been like, that person.
I'm like, I'm so sorry. this is grandma. We haven't talked to her in 2 days.
Then you wait.
Sorry.
You pull
then
off
you
to
wait.
The side.
You say, hey, I'll call you right back. I'm just checking out.
Yeah,
you hang up. Or you hang out somewhere in the store away from the checkout if you are still on the phone.
That being said, to my checker friends out there, we don't need to have a conversation.
No.
It's okay. Because I was checking out the other on Saturday. And I was wearing I got to learn better. I was wearing my RSL jersey, and it's the new one everyone wants to talk to you about. And like this checker wanted to talk all about soccer.
That's your fault.
And
I don't wear mine in public because of that reason.
You know what I hate is when they analyze your items.
Oh.
Like, you're getting these, huh?
Somebody likes tacos.
Yeah. Oh, somebody's going to have a good time tonight.
All right. Number 3, if you borrow someone's car, put gas in it before bringing it back.
Yep.
That's obvious. Number 2, if you finish a roll of toilet paper, you have to put a new roll on.
Yes.
Children.
Tom.
Out there. Tom.
Tom.
Also, listen. If you're doing it and there's just like a little strand left, just replace it.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. Like, yeah.
Throw away those four squares.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And number one, don't ask for something if the person only has one left.
Oh,
like
that's
a piece
nice.
Of gum.
Hey, can I have your last piece?
No. Get out.
Right.
Like, you can have any other piece, but not the last one.
I agree.
I'll give you any. If I have two, I'll give you one of the two.
Right.
But you don't get the last one ever.
You know who will not give you one?
Huh?
Monroe.
True.
She doesn't share food.
I'm not a sharer.
She's not a sharer.
I don't share my food.
She's not a sharer.
Nope. You can go get your own.
I didn't know this, but I've learned a lesson today.
I'll buy you your own. Right. I would gladly buy you a whole other pack of gum than give you my last piece.
There you go. She does not. She did not pass
wow.
sharing in
I'm sorry.
Kindergarten.
I was an only child, though. I never had to share anything.
That's messed up.
All right. You ready for mine?
Yeah.
Jackson, you went to the Haunted Museum.
Haunted Museum.
Well, there's now haunted furniture.
Dun, dun, dun.
A North Carolina thrift store's social media post has gone viral after warning customers about a few haunted furniture pieces. The Habitat for Humanity Restore of Rowan County posted photos of Facebook of a creepy canopy bed frame and like this high boy chest of drawers that the previous owner said were haunted. It actually included a photo of a note attached to one of the pieces that said, "Please note, previous owner reports that the high boy is haunted. He reports continuous nightmares for he and his wife while it was in their room, and dogs will bark at it."
That's a really great way to sell something.
Right?
It's to be like, oh, you don't want this. It's haunted.
They sold it for $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
For sure.
And that thing was ugly as sin, too.
I'm going to have a haunted garage sale.
Yeah.
Just everything out of my lawn. It's going to be haunted.
Is this lamp haunted? Sure.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, my mother-in-law, one time I told her that her turkey was too dry, and she never let it go, and then she passed away,
right.
And she still...
All of it.
This turkey platter...
Oh, this haunted blender.
Making ghost smoothies.
Right, exactly.
Sometimes it'll turn on when you push the on button.
All right. Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you did enjoy it, please go and give us a nice 5-star review there. That helps a lot for us. Bye-bye.